Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca, and as you know, and I know, your English will improve today. Well, let's say that you didn't have time to finish all of your homework, and, well, you knew that if you didn't complete this particular assignment, you would fail the entire class. What would you do? Would it be wrong to ask a classmate to share his answers? I mean, just this one time? Is this considered cheating, or would this be considered just helping a classmate? That is a very, very good question. Well, in today's lesson, that is exactly what we are going to be talking about. And we are going to discuss this particular question. What is considered cheating? What is considered cheating? Okay, friends, I want you to think about that as we go through today's lesson, but make sure you have your magazines, and let's begin.
Cheating or sharing? Is it bad to share some things? Alan and Kyle are high school classmates.
Hey, Kyle. Did you finish your chemistry homework?
Yes, I have the worksheet right here. Why?
Can I borrow it? I didn't have time to finish it last night.
You mean you want to copy my answers?
Well, yeah. It's just one assignment.
That's kind of like cheating, isn't it?
Why don't you just try to finish it now, before class? Because class starts in 10 minutes, so I don't have enough time. Besides, I only need the answers for the last 6 questions.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 chemistry 这个名词。Chemistry 是指化学。例如 ，Henry majored in chemistry when he was in college. Henry 大学的时候主修化学。Chemistry 也可以指物质的化学组成或反应。例如 ，The report is about how body chemistry changes according to one's diet. 这份报告是有关身体的化学组成如何因饮食而改变。它的相关名词还有 chemical, C-H-E-M-I-C-A-L, 意思是指化学制品。例如 ,these chemicals need to be carefully stored, 这些化学制品必须小心存放。其实我们看的是 assignment, 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 assign, A-S-S-I-G-N, 指派这个动词。所以 assignment 在这里是指学校的作业。例如 ,I have a lot of reading assignments to finish by next Monday. 我在下周一之前有很多阅读作业要完成。Assignment 也可以指工作上的任务。例如 ,each of these interns has individual assignments to accomplish. 每一位实习生都有个别的任务要完成。
Alright, thank you so much, Michelle. So, Rebecca, have you ever cheated?Go ahead, be honest.
Have you ever cheated? You know, okay, this is a microphone. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be really honest. I have cheated before.
What?
Okay, I'll go ahead and admit. I'll tell you what happened. I was taking a German test, and I didn't know the answer. Well, I thought I knew the answer, but then I second-guessed myself, so I just went, and I looked at my neighbor's answer. So I wrote his answer down, and guess what? The answer was wrong. And I've never cheated since.
Teacher, Rebecca cheated. Rebecca cheated!
I did, and you know, I just told you that when I cheated, I wrote down the wrong answer. And the interesting thing is, Gabe, I actually knew the right answer. The answer that I knew was correct, and then I looked on my neighbor's page.
You see, sometimes it's not good to cheat.
Actually,
let me rephrase that. It's never okay to cheat. However, okay, let's get started with our lesson here. Cheating or sharing, is it bad to share some things? And we read, Alan and Kyle are high school classmates. Yes, Rebecca?
I have a question. When I see this word classmates,
yes.
What grade are you in?
Do I act like I'm still in high school?
No, that's what the guys in the InfoCloud want to talk about.
Oh.
What grade are you in?
Right, of course. Let's join Steve and Ken in the InfoCloud. Who are your classmates? Well, people who have a class with you are your classmates. So the students who are in your math or English class are your classmates, and you know them.
But classmates can also refer to people in your class year, and you don't have to have any classes together with them or even know them for that matter.
Right. All the students who will graduate in 2018, for example, belong to the class of 2018. And so they're all classmates.
So let's say you're in the class of 2018. What grade would you be in right now?
You would be in 10th grade. Notice we don't say second grade. That would be thought of as second grade in elementary school.
But you could say second year in high school or sophomore. You see, most American high schools go from grades 9 to 12, so ninth grade is the first year of high school. We also could call it freshman year.
10th graders are sophomores, 11th graders are juniors, and 12th graders are seniors. By the way, these names are also used to label the 4 years students spend studying in American colleges and universities.
Classmate 除了表示同班同学，也可以指同一届的同学。因为英文的 class 除了指班级，也可以表示某一年度的毕业班。因此 ，the class of 2018 就是2018年的毕业班。如果你属于 the class of 2018， 你现在应该是高一，也就是 tenth grade 十年级。要注意，高一并不是 first grade， 而是 tenth grade 十年级。如果你讲 first grade， 人家会以为是小学一年级，因为小学也叫做 grade school。美国的高中通常是四年制的，所以台湾的高一是 tenth grade 十年级，在美国也可以讲 second year in high school。另外一种讲法是 sophomore， 就是高中或大学的二年级生。高中或大学的一年级生叫做 freshman， 三年级生是 junior， 四年级生是 senior。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
So what grade are you in? Freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior? Okay, well it's time to get started on this lesson about cheating and sharing. We see Alan and Kyle are classmates, and Alan starts the conversation by saying,
Hey Kyle, did you finish your chemistry homework?
Not bad for a girl, Rebecca.
Thank you.
You sound like a nice manly man there, okay?
That's
chemistry
right.
Homework. Chemistry was not my favorite subject.
Oh, no. It wasn't mine either.
But it was kind of fun watching things explode. Let's see here. Kyle says, yes, I have the worksheet right here. Why?
Okay. Can I borrow it? I didn't have time to finish it last night.
Interesting. Yeah. You want to borrow? You want to copy my answers, Kyle says. So, Alan sees it as just borrowing a worksheet, but already Kyle understands that he wants to copy his answers.
Yeah. It's just one assignment. So here Alan thinks that it's just one assignment, so why is it a big deal? In his eyes, it's just helping a friend out.
That's right. And of course, an assignment, you could also refer to it as a homework assignment. At work, you might be assigned tasks. But if you have homework, we call those assignments. Okay, let's see here. Kyle says, that's kind of like cheating, isn't it? Well, our lesson is about cheating or sharing. What do you think this is? If you share your answers with somebody, is that just sharing the answers? Or is that considered cheating?
And that is a very good question. Something for you to think about. But this actually reminds me, Gabe. You know, I just shared a story with you earlier about how I cheated.
Uh-huh.
And even though I cheated, I got the wrong answer.
Yes.
Cheaters never win.
Cheaters. Hey, that's an interesting phrase.
It is. Cheaters never win.
I sometimes hear people say cheaters never prosper.
Uh-huh.
That kind of means the same thing. Cheaters never win. Well, this is a good phrase, a good reminder not to cheat. I know sometimes we feel like this isn't always true. Sometimes if people cheat, they get away with it, at least for the time. It might seem like they're winning. But you know what? God does see everything. And in the long run, it might come and eat you up in the end, okay? Cheaters never win.
That's right. And this is a very good phrase for you all to remember. So practice saying this phrase in English. Alan responds by saying, well, because class starts in 10 minutes, so I don't have enough time. Besides, I only need the answers for the last 6 questions.
Wait, hold on a second. So he wants to do something at the last minute?
He wants to do something at the last minute. He waited to the very last minute to complete his assignment.
Interesting. Well, friends, you see the word last minute here on the screen. Actually, 2 words, last hyphen minute. This is an adjective. You could say you have some last minute plans, or there's a last minute change. Of course, if you take out that hyphen, then you could say you're doing something at the last minute.
That's right, and this is another useful word for you to use. But remember, don't do your homework until the last minute. Don't keep it to the last minute. Well, right now we have more for you, so make sure you stay. Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Here's a question I would like you to think about. Is it ever right to cheat? Okay, so for example, if someone needed help with their assignment and you give them the answer, do you consider that cheating or is that just sharing an answer, helping a friend out? And that's kind of what's happening here in our story. Okay, friends, I want you to think about that question as we continue with our story.
Cheating or sharing?
I don't know. This seems like a bad idea. What if the teacher notices that we have identical answers?
Don't worry about that. I already finished most of it on my own.
So what if the last few answers are the same? I don't want to get in trouble for cheating. If the teacher finds out that we shared our answers, she might fail us both.
Stop being so dramatic. The teacher won't notice. Don't forget, we often get similar grades in chemistry anyway.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 identical 这个形容词。 Identical 是指一致的或者是完全相同的。 例如, all the rooms in the hotel are almost identical. 这家旅馆的房间几乎一模一样。或者是 Mandy and Molly are identical twins. Mandy 和 Molly 是同卵双胞胎。如果要说明跟什么完全一致的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如, this test result is identical to the previous one. 这次的检查结果和之前的是完全一样的。之后我们看的是 dramatic 这个形容词。 我们看到这个字里面有 drama, D-R-A-M-A, 戏剧这个名词, 所以形容词 dramatic 是指戏剧化的或者是很激烈的, 例如 Fanny's response to her acceptance into Harvard was very dramatic, Fanny 对于哈佛接受她的入学申请的反应非常激烈, dramatic 也指惊心动魄的, 例如 the rescue of the hostages was very dramatic and dangerous, 解救这些人质的过程非常惊心动魄又很危险。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks so much, Michelle. Okay, let's continue this conversation. We just have a few more lines here between Kyle and Alan. Kyle says, I don't know. This seems like a bad idea. What if the teacher notices that we have identical answers? And my response to that is, well, so? I mean, so what if everybody in the class is smart and everyone gets 100%, then everyone would have identical answers, right?
Right. You make a very good point. I guess that's kind of what Alan is thinking.
Yeah.
Because Alan says, don't worry about that. I already finished most of it on my own. So what if the last few answers are the same?
Right.
So what? And actually, this is a great question for you to know. So what? So what?
Yeah, in Chinese, some people might say, soina, what's your point? That's kind of what Alan is saying. So what? Okay, for example, earlier this month we learned about Adele, right? Some people think Adele should always be producing music and investing all of her time in the music industry. She might say, well, so what? So what? Who cares what other people think? If I want to invest more time in my family, that's my decision.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. Or another example might be, let's say that, someone thinks that you should have traveled all over the world by a certain age. They think that you should have gone to Asia and Europe and even Australia. You might say, so what if I haven't gone to Australia yet? I've already had opportunities to travel other places.
Good example. Well, friends, of course, there's many times that you might use this phrase, so what? And Kyle could respond, okay, here's what our lesson says. I don't want to get in trouble for cheating. Kyle could say, so I don't want to get in trouble for cheating. You could respond to someone else when they say, so what, by saying, so, and then something else. But let's go on to this sentence. I don't want to get in trouble for cheating. That's a good phrase to know, to get in trouble for something.
Yeah, if you get in trouble for something, this just means that you do something that you shouldn't have done, and now you have to face the consequences. For example, it's important that you always tell the truth because you don't want to get in trouble for lying.
Yes, and you don't want to get in trouble for cheating. So don't lie. Don't cheat. The student got in trouble for smoking in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he got in trouble for doing something. That thing caused him to get in trouble. Now, you remember earlier this year we talked about the phrase to get in trouble with. The difference is when you get in trouble with, you talk about a person. I got in trouble with the teacher. Okay, so the teacher got mad at me. I got in trouble with the teacher for smoking. I was smoking, and so I got in trouble with the teacher.
And of course, Kyle is very concerned because he doesn't want to get in trouble for cheating. He's afraid that if both him and Alan have identical answers, he'll get in trouble. Now, you know, Gabe, I've been doing some thinking.
Oh, good.
I assume that these answers are actually where they have to write maybe a few lines and answer, you know, like, it's not a multiple choice
answer. I see,
it's like a fill in the blank or...
Okay, so then it would look kind of strange if they had identical answers.
Yes.
I see what you mean. Okay, so good. Well, at any rate, don't cheat, friends. Alan says, stop being so dramatic, though. The teacher won't notice. Don't forget, we often get similar grades in chemistry anyway. Okay, so that's his point, and I guess we're going to continue this conversation next time.
But right now, it's time for Sing
It
Out!
Hey, hold up.
What's up? Hang on a second. I got great news.
Oh, what's your news?
Great news! On my English test, guess what I got? 100%. It's right here. It's so cool.
Hey, man, I have to take an English test, too.
Yeah?
Next week.
Well, that's great. I'm sure you'll do a great job, Ben.
Actually, I don't think I'm going to do a good job. Huh? I haven't studied for it. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, you should get studying.
Hey, I know. Hey, you know, friends, they share, right? They care.
Yeah, yeah.
So what if you shared your test answers with me?
Share my test answers?
Yeah, because sharing is caring.
Wait. if I give you my test answers, is that sharing?
Well,
sharing is caring. Show the answers to me. Sharing is caring. Can you help me, please? Yeah, you know what, Ben?
That sounds wonderful. It's beautiful music. And sharing is caring, but if I show you these answers, I don't know if that's sharing. I think that's cheating. Here, let me sing it to you.
Sharing is caring.
That's true. But this is cheating, Ben.
Sharing is caring.
Don't ask me again for the answers.
Okay, well, I won't ask you again, Gabe, but I think there's probably some things that we should share as good friends.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like sharing our toys or sharing food. Things like,
Ben, I almost forgot. I have something right here just for you.
For me?
Yeah, it's something I brought back from Cambodia when I went there. Here, check it out. Open up that box.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to like this.
He's sharing with me, guys. This is cool.
Awesome.
He cares for me, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, open it up. Ben, don't be scared.
You scared me.
No. This spider is not a live spider. This is a fried spider. Oh, and they are delicious.
Are you crazy?
This one's a little bit old. But it tastes good.
All right, well, I guess we can share, but please don't share spiders with me because I don't want to eat a spider.
All right, well, this is a great thing to do. Sharing is caring. Let's sing that again.
Let's do it.
Sharing is caring. I can share with you. Sharing is caring. And I can share too.
One more time.
Sharing is caring. I can share with you. Sharing is caring. And I can share too.
Yes, sharing is caring.
But cheaters never win.
Okay, so how is this conversation going to turn out, Rebecca?
Well, I don't know. So, friends, I guess you better just join us tomorrow so we can find out what's going to happen right here on
Studio Classroom.